Hey, John, they don't have a first-round pick. That was in the Bradford trade, so Philly has that. I would say at 48 they go best O-line available or maybe best running back available. It is a deep running back draft. Oscar, it's only March, so remember, my prediction doesn't mean anything. I would say 10-6 and a wild card. How about that, Oscar? But remember, don't hold me to it. Rich, just comfort. I mean, it's one thing getting traded a week before the season or 2 weeks before the season. It's another thing having an entire year under your belt in the system. Sam can throw it. He's as accurate as anybody. I think year two will undoubtedly be better than year one.
I think Marlon Mack would be a good fit for the Vikings out of South Florida. You talk about size-speed combination. He brings that to the table, and I think he's got some upside there in the passing game. But, man, you talk about being able to hit a home run. He'd mix in nice with the group they have there right now. What's up, Swifty? I got to tell you, I love these Toledo players. You talk about the running back, Kareem Hunt, who's instinctive, great vision. He runs with power. Love what he brings to the table. And then Michael Roberts is a tight end. I think he's one of the more underrated players in the entire draft class. He is a dominant player down in the red zone. Could be a high touchdown player. So, yeah, why not? Let's bring them both to Minnesota. I think a lot of people are going to look at the addition of Latavius Murray and see an upgrade there. And I do agree with that. I like what he brings to the table. But I think more so, you're going to look at that offensive line upgrade that they've made in free agency in Minnesota. I think that's going to have an even bigger impact than what Latavius Murray will have. And I think you'll see a much better, much improved Vikings offense this year. I think Laquon Treadwell is going to see an expanded role no matter who came or who left in this receiving core. I think you hopefully now a year into it, you're going to see him a little bit more comfortable and we can see him incorporated into this offense, especially when you get down inside the red zone. That's where he's comfortable. That's where he can go up, play above the rim, and make some things happen. So I don't think that's tied to Patterson, but I do think we see a lot more this year from the first rounder.
Stephon Diggs' ceiling is really high. I mean, when you look at how young he is, came into the league, no one knew about this young man. Fifth-round draft pick, all of a sudden he pops on the scene and has a big year. And got better this year, and now you add Adam to the fold, Teddy Bridgewater, you got a young quarterback, these guys can grow together. I think sky's the limit for this young man. Paul, I don't think right now the Vikings should be looking for a quarterback. Maybe if they do go, get one in the later rounds. You guys still have Sam Bradford, Teddy Bridgewater. Hopefully gets healthy and he's back on the field at some point, ready to rock and roll. Right now, I would say no, especially high in the draft. But if they were to take a quarterback, I would say it would be late or maybe add one in free agency.
Dan, what's going on? I'm Real Mike Robb, NFL Network. To answer your question, the offense can still be good without Adrian Peterson. You just have to have the right type of back. I think Latavius Murray can do good things. I don't know if he's that workhorse that Adrian was in the past. I like Delvin Cook out of Florida State. And you talk about the wideout threat, I like Stephon Diggs, man. That kid can do it all. Get the ball to him, it doesn't matter who's going deep. What's up, Michael? I'm Real Mike Robb, NFL Network. Look, to answer your question, Adam Thielen had a great, great season, right? And I expect him to keep it going, especially because of the spread out nature of this Pat Shurmur offense. When you talk about who's going to break out this year, I think Laquon Treadwell better step up. They're going to need this guy to be big time on the outside. If they can do that, I think the Vikings have a lot of wins coming their way.
Hey, what's up, Chase? Michael Fabiano here. And yeah, Latavius Murray absolutely is an RB2. Will he score 12 touchdowns again? I'm not sure about that. I think the yardage totals do go up. And, of course, the Vikings have to hope that a couple of additions to the offensive line bear fruit because last year their rushing offense, well, it wasn't that great. But Murray, to me, is right there in the RB2 category, probably a fourth or fifth round pick in most standard fantasy football drafts. Hey, Jesse, great question here. You know, quarterback is really deep, so Sam Bradford may or may not be drafted in a lot of leagues. But Stephon Diggs is interesting. He's shown a lot of upside. He was a little bit banged up last year, needs to be more consistent. But, of course, time is a good thing between a quarterback and his receivers. So hopefully Diggs can be more consistent. I still see Bradford as more of a QB2, but Diggs has got the talent to maybe be a number two fantasy wide receiver in 2017.